right, take two. Blah, 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 blah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Podzilla. Take three. All right, from the heart of Broadway, here in Astoria, downtown Cape Girardeau, it's Mr. Show. Take four. Welcome to Podzilla After Dark. My name is Shannon Young. Down at the end of the table is Jess Kimball.
Hey.
To my right is Lindsay Wolfgang.
Are you sure?
And the Big M.
Hey.
You're supposed to go, yo.
Yo.
All right, Mandy, were you telling us an anecdote about graham crackers?
No, the Teddy Grahams, the graham cracker bear things.
Also, that whole intro's going in.
I figured.
I assume. I had like my first ones in sixth grade, and then I threw up in class, and it was highly embarrassing.
Was it related to
the graham
crackers?
How did you not have Teddy Grahams until sixth grade?
No, we just didn't buy them, and like, yeah, I got real sick and just like threw them up. And like, I already didn't like raising my hand in class or that kind of attention, so for me like have to fucking throw up everywhere was god awful. I've not touched Teddy Grahams since.
Wait, what grade was this?
Like sixth.
Okay, so that's when you started like boys. So all the boys. There's something different about Mandy.
Yeah, it was great.
She's not afraid to show her weak side.
Yeah.
I've only thrown up two times in my entire life.
I wish.
Can you believe that?
No.
I mean, that I know of. Like from when I was cognizant of my life. When I was aware of my surroundings, I've only thrown up twice. Once. It was just the Papa Murphy's.
Huh.
Yeah. Really? It's the only time I've like ever thrown up.
That is odd to me.
Is that good or bad? Is it like when you
I mean, if you just don't get sick, that's, I mean.
What is that thing that you're supposed to get early so you don't get it? What, herpes?
Chicken pox.
That's it.
Herpes.
So you get chicken pox.
That one never goes away.
Have you guys had chicken pox?
Yes.
Yeah.
Shit, I haven't had that either.
My child.
Oh, that's going to be really unfortunate for you at some point. Because if you don't have chicken pox when you're early, the reason you want to get it as a kid is so that you don't get shingles later in life.
Shingles, yep.
Okay.
They have vaccines and stuff for it now, though.
I'm anti-vax.
Oh, God.
Shingles will give me...
I don't think they have a chicken pox vaccine.
Yeah, they do.
Huh.
They do.
You might want to get on that. Because, yeah, basically it's just chicken pox, but it's later in life, and it messes you up
pretty
good.
Basically, yeah, basically chicken pox is worse. That's why as soon as someone has it in school, you assume everyone in the class is going to get it. Like, I know in first grade, we had a little, like, checkoff thing. As people got them, their names got erased off of the list.
Well, yeah,
and I was one of, the last four to get it.
I'm pretty sure when you're a kid and someone has shingles, they take the other kids and they rub you together.
There actually are
play with them so you get it too, and then you're done with it.
Yeah, you have like chicken pox parties, like when the first kid gets it.
I think I got chicken pox in kindergarten,
first grade, because I missed our Easter party, but I got a new dog. So
I don't remember having
you
chicken
missed
pox.
Your Easter party because of chicken
it.
Pox.
It might have been right before.
Here's a new dog.
Well, no, it was coincidental because Dad was playing basketball with his buddies like he always did on like Tuesday and Thursday nights, and it was raining really bad and someone let a stray in the gym, and one of the other guys took the dog home only to find out his daughter was allergic to it, so then Dad brought it home.
Do you remember your first blood party?
No.
You know what that is?
No.
Can you guess?
I have a feeling.
I'm not sure.
It's the first time you and your friends get together and watch Rambo, First Blood.
Oh,
exactly what I was thinking.
No, that didn't happen. Sorry.
Sylvester Stallone classic is what it is. So we were talking about Teddy Grahams because Jesse brought in. And it's odd. Did you listen to the Tuesday show?
No.
It's so ironic that you brought him in because that was one of the things we talked about was the Sour Patch and that you had tried we tried the fire ones because Asa brought up that you had tried the ice ones either with him or you had him try it or something.
I was wanting to have him try it, but I couldn't find them anywhere.
Yeah, because he said you went to like different gas stations and then...
Well, we didn't go to gas stations specifically hunting them. It was like we went to like for 4th of July. We went over to the dollar store across the street and they didn't have any.
Mm-hmm.
Well, damn. So then when Asa and I went to St. Louis on Friday, we stopped at a gas station on the way home and I saw they had Sour Patch Kids. Like, oh, I wonder if they... Nope, they don't have them either. What the fuck? Why does nobody have Sour Patch Kids ice? But they had them at the dollar store. I went in to get a drink over lunch in Jackson. And they happened to have the ice ones. Like, oh, sweet. I'll go ahead and grab...
Jackson
I grabbed,
has something over Cape? What?
Right? I grabbed two bags so that Asa could try them later because I don't think he's... Unless he's bought them independently.
I don't think so because he was curious about them, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
But Jesse had us all just try them and... You also had me try the fire, and I told this on Tuesday. You had me try the fire ones when we went to Zaxby's after that that hernia consultation.
Right.
And I prefer the freeze. The freeze is better.
Yes.
It's like, it's Sour Patch Kids, and then afterwards it's not quite a mint taste, but you get that mint feeling.
Yeah, because there's no mint flavor. It's the same thing with like the fire ones.
You just get that sensation.
Like, yeah, it's like eating Red Hot, but you don't get the flavor of like the cinnamon candy. You just have the sensation of having just eaten one.
And that's weird.
It is very strange.
My brain is not okay right now.
And I don't understand how exactly it's done, but you eat it, it's like, oh, this is a regular Sour Patch Kids. Did I just eat a mint? Why can't I taste the mint? No.
And we talked about how a trend nowadays is that a lot of companies are putting different kind of flavors in food that really don't belong there. Yeah.
Like with Oreos and potato chips, all the weird crap they're doing.
Yeah, or, you know, there's I'm trying to think of what we got here. There was the potato chips that are like the ramen noodles, which Asa brought up.
Pickle flavored ones.
I brought the dill one up because I don't know. For those of you that didn't listen to the Tuesday show, it was really good. Go back and listen to it. But John Yunt, that used to work with me in Jackson at Gaming Grounds, he bought a can of Pringles Extreme Dill flavor.
Ew.
First off, who the fuck buys Extreme Dill flavor?
People that really like pickles and are curious.
He was curious. He took one bite and gave me the can. I also took one bite. You know, but to be fair, you know what it tasted like? Like extreme fucking pickles. It's bad. It's bad. And they should have felt bad for making it. There are reasons that classics are classic because you don't fuck with the formula. If it ain't Baroque, don't fix it.
Baroque.
And with that said, the poll this week, we asked you, do you prefer pineapples on your pizza or do you think it's disgusting? And I know when to admit defeat.
Yeah.
And this is not one of those moments. It's fucking terrible. No, and that's why next week's poll is the same thing until I win.
Pineapple goes on my pizza. You're going to fucking lose.
I just want to point out, this is the first poll that you have lost.
Oh.
And also the first poll that you and I haven't agreed.
It's true. I was shocked by the people that didn't agree with me.
Am I the only person at this table that's pro-pineapple?
No.
You guys are pro, we're not.
Yeah. That's right. With pineapple on pizza. Civil war right here.
Is not my favorite topping, but it is delicious.
The only thing fruit belongs on is cake and ice cream.
That's a lie.
It's not true. Fruit on ice cream?
Yeah. Strawberries on vanilla ice cream.
Ice cream should have chocolate and nothing else. Maybe some sprinkles.
Sunday split.
But what I do want to say is, even though I very much disagree with a lot of you that voted, and whether or not I'm personally disgusted with you doesn't matter. It was the most voted in poll, and
almost 100.
Yeah, no, over 100.
Oh, we did end up getting over 100. Oh, wow.
And not only that, but it was only a day. It was like a day and a half.
Yeah, because that one got posted super late. This one was something people in the feels.
They're like, oh.
Yeah, people
feel very strongly about pineapple. Except, like, I know a lot of people that were anti-pineapple either were anti any other topping. So, like, people that would literally only eat cheese pizza.
Mattson
voted
me for a long
anti-pineapple.
Time. I was actually really surprised to see you in the pro-pineapple camp. I dabble with pepperoni.
Like,
I'll eat it. But, my God, I love just straight-up cheese pizza. I mean, I love bacon. That's, like, my thing is, like, I'll eat the bacon or pepperoni on my pizza, but if I have a choice, bitch, I'm going cheese. Or I'll go pineapple.
Beginning to follow that logic. I kind of prefer cheese pizza most now.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's so simple and fucking good.
Maybe Matt Sim was right the entire time.
I mean, if you manage to put on like some different kind of cheeses, like throw some feta on there.
Make it snappy.
Right. Like now, I just a straight up mozzarella cheese pizza. Nah.
Mozzarella's so good.
The reason that we lost.
It never downs me.
It wasn't because people were pro pineapple. It's because they're anti Dalton. Once, I think it was fucking Asa. Once he said
yeah, because that's the side you want to be on.
Agree with Dalton. The tide, because it was like it was
super even,
and
like,
there was a time when anti-pineapple was winning.
Yeah,
briefly, and I'm pretty sure it's when Asa said, "Yeah, you guys want to agree with Dalton?" The tide shifted.
Yes, completely. Asa. Bless you, Asa.
He's poisoned the poll.
No. I mean, in fairness, I still maintain that Asa didn't poison the poll. The top comment being Dalton's saying that you're wrong for liking pineapple, that I grant you may have poisoned the poll.
Dalton is living birth control.
But honestly, I really doubt I that kid, enough people. I really yeah. doubt that enough people voted against Dalton to no, sway the result.
And I feel bad for Dalton because at some points I think he laughs about all this and he gets that it's a joke, and other times it's that he's really insecure and goes, "Oh fuck, I'm like the most hated person on the planet," and he's not. No, he's really not. Also, it ended up being 55% to 45%. So
which
it wasn't
is really
like,
close.
Yeah, it
still.
Wasn't a landslide. It's not like Pro Pineapple just obliterated the smart people.
I had also talked a friend of mine into switching from anti-pineapple to pro-pineapple.
Son of a bitch. Who is it?
I'm not gonna put her name out there.
Okay, so it's a girl.
Yeah. But the reason that she voted anti-pineapple is because she is deathly allergic to pineapple. But she loves pineapple.
I think I know who it is now. I think you've just...
She did not comment.
She commented, I think, on a different post, though.
Because there's somebody else that commented on the main post about being allergic to pineapple. It is not okay. Her. But anyway, yeah, no, she said that she loved pineapple, and she loves pineapple on pizza, but she's deathly allergic to it, so she cannot eat it. And then I was like, well, the poll didn't say that, you know, whether or not you could eat it, just
yeah,
whether or not
you eat it.
Yeah. So she changed her vote.
Yes. Good, Jesse.
No,
it lets
don't encourage
do
us.
Do what?
It lets you change it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can change vote anytime.
Because I had Kirk Waters vote anti, hoping that they wouldn't fucking notice, but Asa did, and he called me out, and I was like, God damn it, so I had to change my vote.
Yep,
shit, I shouldn't have said that out loud.
Shannon was trying to cheat the polls.
No, I wasn't.
No.
I don't know who Kirk is. Delete that part.
I'm pretty sure you've told stories of Kirk Waters before.
People have short attention spans, though.
That's really true.
Since you lost, you owe Jesse and I a pineapple pizza.
That was never in the rules.
Yeah, right.
That was never a thing.
Let's
have it
say you.
Although, what's her bank account, too?
We would do half cheese for you, but nah, you done fucked yourself now.
Full pineapple.
This Sunday.
Half the time I don't eat the pizza when you guys order it.
That's
anyways.
True too. You're gone. I'm done.
Lindsay's way too picky with pizza.
I know. Uh-huh. I forget this. I try to look past her
pizza
flaws,
princess over
but
here.
But when it comes to pizza,
I'm just picky in general.
She really that's fucking really is. True. I told the story before. I tried to get her to eat her grape once. She almost cried.
I've told you I don't like grapes.
We got her to eat a Sour Patch.
I was about to say, it was like pulling teeth to get her to eat a damn Sour Patch Kid.
It was, yeah. But like, Lindsay's just fucking eating.
I mean, my dad used to bribe me with quarters when I was little to get me to try things.
Oh, I thought he like had you eat quarters.
Oh my God,
no!
That's why she doesn't like to try new things.
Maybe that's
like,
why
I wouldn't eat applesauce
kid.
For the longest time. He's like, I will give you a quarter if you take a bite.
You should have held out for more money.
I was like six.
Well.
He'd probably ask for a dollar, though.
Yeah, he wouldn't. Inflation's got
going.
No,
a quarter doesn't.
Yeah, it's a new age.
Now.
It's a new America.
Yeah, back when Lindsay was six, a quarter, you know, you take that to a...
I can go get 25 gummy bears with that quarter.
There you go.
I feel like you shouldn't say things like that out loud.
What?
Because then people are like, oh, God, well, how old is... She's not that old.
I'm not ashamed of my age.
I mean, I'm not either, but, like, again, when you say things like, well, in my day... You're just turning into the thing you hate the most.
I mean,
say, give me five B's.
What could you get for a quarter in the 80s?
I could get a soda for a quarter.
Like a canned soda?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a while, and then they upped it to 50 cents, but yeah. The liquor store sold cans of soda for a quarter, and then they upped it to 50 cents. It was a drive-through liquor store.
Oh, those are the best kind.
We had one of those in town.
Yeah, we also had one of those. And we had a bar called Dover's in town. If you're from Mound City, you're not. Like, nobody from Mound City listening to this. But there was a bar called Dover's that my dad frequented. And I would frequently go get him before I was old enough. So here's 14-year-old Shannon walking into a bar. He says, my pop's here. Back there. Dad, it's time to go home. Dad would drive.
Of course.
Small town sensibilities. I think next week's poll will be about vaping.
Why?
I don't know. Because I'm like, what is something else that people will be passionate about? Vaping? Because the people that do it defend the shit out of it, and the people that hate it really hate it.
I mean, I don't know anybody that actively hates vaping.
Me?
I just know people that hate like the vape lifestyle.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do it about the vape lifestyle.
Because, like, I don't, like,
there's gotta be all about the vape.
Because I know a lot of people that vape and it's cool and that's fine. But then there are people that talk about how they've dropped like hundreds of dollars on their box.
People that have vape boxes that basically look like fucking proton packs from Ghostbusters.
Right. What? And they're walking around like doing their best impression of a choo-choo train.
Yeah. So we play a game here at Gaming Grounds right in front of the store. We're right next to a vape shop. So somebody will pull up at the one parking spot on the entire street. Mm-hmm. Right in front of our store, and they'll get out with like a bag, and the game is, all right, is that vape material or video games? And it's almost always vape material. The boxes are gigantic.
Mm-hmm.
You're
mm-hmm.
just sucking that robot dick.
But like, yeah, I have nothing against vaping in general. Like, it's a fine alternative to actually smoking cigarettes. I know a lot of people use it to straight up quit. And then there are other people that use it. They don't even have nicotine in it at some point. They just have it to like keep that
but,
habit
But it's
going.
Not like vaping is completely
No, I'm not
innocent.
Saying it's harmless.
Yeah.
No, absolutely but not. I think nicotine a lot of people, is bad for you.
Vaping to me, it reminds me of diet soda. That people think, oh, it's diet soda. I can drink as much as I want. But that's actually even unhealthier for you than drinking regular soda.
Well, that's not true.
Because you drink, well, the argument I always heard was that because you drink so much more diet because you think it's okay. Whereas you might try to limit yourself to regular soda.
I mean, if that's the case, yeah, no, you can't drink like three times the amount. But if
you can, because it's diet.
But if you're drinking the same amount of like diet as you would regular, then that's significantly better for you.
I've debated whether or not I want to get a pack of like, please don't crush bugs on the table while we're recording with your pen that you're using to draw with. Christ. What's wrong with you people?
I don't like bugs.
Anyway. I was thinking of trying Pepsi Max. Like, it'll scratch that itch that I want a Pepsi, but I didn't get it. I just drank water.
It's actually pretty good.
It's not bad, but it'll just make me want regular Pepsi because I'm still fiending. I gave up on that give up soda for a month thing really quick, but I've only had soda like 3 days out of the month so far, so I'm doing better than I usually do.
That's a fourth of the days so far.
It's true. Yeah, we're doing better.
Yeah.
That's
it's not,
good.
It's not so bad. I had something that I wanted to bring to you guys' attention, and Lindsay and her bug-crushing ways
distracted
just
you.
Completely
I'm
distracted
sorry.
Me.
I don't like those little gnats.
They have a right to live.
Well, then tell them to not buzz around me, because I will squish them.
Did you tell him not to buzz around you? How was he supposed to know?
Continue.
I'm on Lindsay's side on this one. I also hate those little stupid fruit fly things.
I can't kill bugs anymore. I can't kill anything. I'm such a pacifist.
I leave them alone outside, but if they're inside, fair game.
If they are big enough that I can catch them and take them back outside, I will. But those little motherfuckers are getting squished.
Did you say motherfuckers or buttfuckers?
Motherfuckers.
It sounded like she tried to censor the first part of the word, which made it sound a little bit like buttfuckers.
She hit the delay early.
No, I just lost part of my breath when I was talking.
That also works.
Okay. Well, I was actually going to throw it to you because now I remembered, because you keep talking about this. So I want you to, we never talk about anything that you're excited about.
I know.
And I know there's something you're excited about, so let's talk about it.
Is it what happens tomorrow?
What happens tomorrow, Lindsay?
The Pokemon Center's going to take all my money.
There you go. Go ahead and talk about it.
So,
Jesse, do you know about this?
She told me about it before the show.
It's all been right. announced that all of the original 151 Pokemon are going to be released as plushies. They're just going to be like small palm-sized plushies, but plushies nonetheless. And it's to like fill in the gaps of ones that haven't had plushies of them made. The first 30 of them are getting released tomorrow, and the rest are coming out in November. I want my Dodrio.
That seems kind of shitty to release 30 and then go, all right.
I know. And I know what's going to happen. They're all going to be popular ones that are already released now, and I really want the really oddball ones. And I also really want to be a bad person and buy a Caterpie and send it to Mimi.
Oh. Mimi does not like the...
But it's so
she's
cute.
Not like caterpillars.
She
doesn't like
caterpillars
at all.
No,
I actually experienced her worst nightmare at the store this past Saturday. I just turned to my right, and there was a caterpillar crawling
just
on my shoulder.
Oh,
creepy!
And it's like, oh no, bye.
Caterpillars are kind of cute, though. Why are you guys freaking out about them?
When they when they drop down on you, that's when it's kind of like, oh, hi.
Yeah, I didn't freak out. It was little bitty. Like, I just happened to see it out of the corner of my eye. Like, what is crawling? Oh, it's just a caterpillar. So then I just got, like, a piece of paper and I took him outside.
I was like, Mandy's Mimi-ing over here as
now
we speak.
Now I'm, like, worried that they're crawling on me.
But I want my Dodrio.
Do they say how much they're going to be?
No. How big are they? If they're palm size, I'm guessing they're going to be about the size of the keychain, like your Farfetch'd that I bought you a couple years back. And that was like $8.
I'm looking at Pokemon Center right now.
It's not on there yet. I've been looking daily.
I know, but I'm looking to see if there's like.
I still want that Ditto Electrode plushie too.
So if they're keychains, they're between $10 and $13.
The one I got you was like $8.
That's very close to $10.
Okay. But yeah, and like I don't want all of them. Like if I already have.
Hate when you do that because then that makes me think you're talking about me.
No, my brother sent a text and I like heard mine, but I guess I didn't see Jesse's ever light up at the same time. So I was wondering if I got my text first.
I was paranoid.
It's fine. Silent. Like I don't need another like Bulbasaur or Charmander unless it's really cute. But I want all the ones I don't have.
So if they're $10 a piece, are you telling me right now that you're not going to buy them all? You spent $150 on Pokemon dolls.
That's more than your math is wrong there.
Yeah, I was like,
no,
that's
I mean
a dollar altogether. Piece.
Your math is what? Still wrong if they're
it'd
$10
be $1,500.
A piece.
What did I say?
You said $150.
Fuck, never mind.
No, if it was only $150, yes, I would buy all of them.
Because that's significantly less than what you guys have spent on Amiibos.
Yeah, it took me a second to get what you guys were getting at. I'm like, no, there's 150. Oh yeah, that is.
No,
math,
I was already making like my top 10.
You're not
that
spending
$1,500.
I know
I'm not. I know I'm not. I want Caterpie
that
and
would be
I want
your new car.
Hey, that's her money.
It is her money. If she wants to, I can't. But boy, will I judge. Like I won't tell her no.
That irresponsible.
And Jesse, you set precedent for this. Trying to help people not spend money on things that they shouldn't.
Wait, huh?
You and certain somebody, and you kept telling her, don't spend your money on that. Don't buy that. You don't have the money for it.
That doesn't sound like me at all.
Are you sure?
Go ahead. What? Finish the story.
Can't tell if you're actively telling me I'm wrong or if you're just like trolling me at this point.
No, just like me telling someone not to spend money on something doesn't sound like me at all.
It doesn't.
It was you and Katie. I heard stories about Katie wanting to buy all this stuff, and you telling her, don't spend your money. You don't need to spend your money on that. You tried to help her not spend her money on random shit, and she kept doing it and getting pissed at you for telling her not to.
Yeah, no, that definitely happened.
Okay.
She would always,
making sure I'm not fucking
no,
crazy.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
upside down over here.
I forgot that was a thing. No, it was because she was always complaining about how she never had money and she wasn't saving money and blah, blah, blah. But then, like, and then an hour later, she'd want to go to, like, Outback Steakhouse or something like that. I'm like, easy.
This was the trigger that gave Jesse the reason to say, fuck it. Spend your money because you won't listen anyways.
That's not true.
She broke you?
No.
She broke you of your better judgment?
Because honestly, at that point, like, basically, it's always a joke, you know, among our friends group that I get people to buy stuff that they probably shouldn't spend
their
money on.
It's not a joke. It's fucking real.
But no one gets, like, because she would get actively angry that she didn't have money to, like, she didn't have money to spend. So basically, me trying to help her or trying to make her not spend money was improving my quality of life. Except that she would eventually be like, get really, really pissed at me for saying, like, you shouldn't spend your money on that. Well, I'm gonna. And stop. It's my money. I can do what I want with it.
Okay.
I do what I want.
It's her money. And she
wants it
needs
now.
It now. Nah, I was gonna trick you on that. I have a motherfucker of the week for you. It's Logan Paul.
Good.
Oh, that motherfucker.
He can win
sleeping
it every week.
Fucking Chloe Bennett.
That's the reason. You got it. Yeah. Boy,
ain't
I was
right.
Salty about that when I read that today.
That ain't right.
They don't care.
They don't.
They don't know and they don't care. Do you know what Chloe Bennett is?
Nope.
She's Quake on Agents of
S.H.I.E.L.D.
The pretty one.
Yes.
Still don't know.
In fairness, there are a lot of pretty ones on that show.
But she's the prettiest one.
She is.
I mean, we watched all of 3 episodes of that TV series.
And she was the main character. She
I've
was
never
the
seen
half.
It.
Don't remember.
She looks like she's Asian? Maybe? Let me look her up real quick. You guys tell me if you think she looks Asian. Because now I'm starting to think I'm racist.
I mean, I didn't really think so.
Maybe not Asian. Something. What do you think? You see the Asian influence, maybe?
I mean, I think she's got her eye makeup done that way.
Oh, no. Point is, it came out today that she's dating
Logan Paul.
Because he's a gentle soul, she said.
So she's got bad taste.
A sweet and funny soul. That's a bad picture.
She does not look Asian.
That's a bad picture. Show our more Asian picture.
What do you mean that was a bad picture? That was a delightful picture of her smiling.
Yeah, but show it where she looks Asian.
I can't find one of those because I don't think she looks Asian.
She was born Chloe Wang. Bam, bitches.
That doesn't mean anything.
In Chicago, Illinois. She is the daughter of Bennett Wang, an investment banker, and Stephanie Crane. That doesn't sound very Asian. Her father is Chinese, and her mother is Caucasian. So she is half Asian. Okay. So I was right. Oh, thank God. If I had turned out to be wrong on this one, that would have been bad. That would have been a mistake.
So she's dating the motherfucker.
Well, he's the motherfucker of the week because, yeah. It's like when Justin Verlander, is that his name, Jesse?
Who?
The baseball player. Is it Justin Verlander?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The one that married Kate Upton.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, Justin Verlander. When he married Kate Upton, he was motherfucker of the millennium. So now it's Logan Paul. Not just because he's...
I mean, he's earned it. Outside of that.
Right, yeah, he's earned it on many, many levels.
But I also just didn't know that you liked Chloe Bennett that much.
Oh, I love it. She was the whole reason I wanted to start watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It wasn't for Bishop Benson Braddock.
You are great with names today.
Coulson.
Oh.
You weren't even on the right letter.
They're right next to each other, B and C.
I thought you were trying to come up with the actor's name.
I have no idea who the actor is.
I don't either.
But yeah, she was the whole reason I started watching that. I missed the Ghost Rider season. I remember you and Hunter constantly going back and forth.
So good.
It. Yeah. But I missed all that shit. So I had a whole bunch of politics to talk about, but we're not going to.
Okay.
Did you know that Stormy Daniels was arrested last night, though?
I saw that.
I saw you watching news clips on it.
Yes. She was arrested because undercover agents busted her at a strip club because she let one of the patrons put their face between her breasts, which apparently there's a no touching rule.
Yeah.
So the undercover officers arrested her for it.
Yeah. And then I read that she got out, but the two other girls didn't. And they still have bail or something.
That's because there's a rule. The rule is that if you work at the club, you're not allowed to touch. It's against the law.
Yeah.
But if you're a guest, the rule doesn't apply.
Oh. Okay.
So
she shouldn't have been arrested to begin with.
No, she shouldn't have been arrested to begin with. And the sheriff of that city or whatever county said that it was a mistake and that the officers will be under like investigation for why they did it. Because it's very political.
Yeah.
Like, which more than likely she was. Because why are there undercover officers in a strip club?
Yeah.
Undercover female officers.
They were female officers too. Yeah. Yeah.
So basically, at this point, like, they just wanted the headline, Stormy Daniels arrested.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which works. I'm sure if I go to, let's go to Fox News right now, and let's see what the headline is. Okay, it's about Trump.
I'm so tired of listening to that man speak.
Yeah, me too. And I'm really scared because we have friends that are very vocally against him to the point that it's becoming like, did you see the thing I posted in the chat today?
No.
I'm not going to say his name, so that way if this is like being listened to by anyone that could get in trouble, but like he's been very anti-Trump before to the point that like he said someone should kill Trump. Yeah, and now Trump's going to be in his city, and he posted it and said, guys, this is our chance or something like that. It's our time. And it was like, holy shit.
No.
That is not the kind of thing you should be fucking messing with.
No.
What? Which thing? Bugged you?
The above.
I just, in terms of like, you know, who sent that message?
Oh. Okay.
In the group chat.
You want me to show him? Because
did you forget who sent that message in there?
That put, it's our time?
I was mocking. I was mocking the thing I fucking sent.
Oh, I didn't see anything more to that picture.
You're making me sweat over here.
I didn't see any more to the picture. I just saw that message.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
God. I was getting nervous. Like, holy shit. Do I have like a split personality that I don't know about?
Here, let me see that because I don't remember the rest of that picture.
Are you Jekyll or Hyde?
So is that guy in your chat or you just saw his post?
No, I get it now. Yeah. Okay. I mean, some guy posted to Facebook.
No, yeah. Okay.
And then Shannon mocked him. Got it.
God damn it.
Because I know have a lot of friends that are very, very vocally against Trump. I mean, three of my friends that are very vocally against Trump are sitting at this table. And then you have a whole lot of friends from a different involvement that are very pro-Trump.
Yeah, I have a lot of pro-Trump friends, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's hard to strike a balance between the two.
Because that creates some chaos sometimes when you post your politically charged Facebook posts.
Oh, it's a shit show every time. I declare I'm sitting there with the button that says nuclear strike and I'm sweating. I don't know whether or not I want to post it. And it could be anything. I could literally post like I don't like pizza with pineapples. And then boom, Trump argument.
I don't think that happened.
I'm gonna post it right now. And let's see if it devolves.
You posted a whole poll about it, and that's then you reposted that poll three times.
That's a poll.
And he didn't post it. Potzilla posted it.
Well, no, he shared it like three times to his own
post.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what happens.
Jesse, are you jealous of me?
No.
That I'm going to be a television star soon.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a little jealous of that. I thought you talked about like having Trump supporters as friends. No.
Why would I ever ask you to be jealous of that?
I don't know. That's why I was very confused.
Are you going to watch the show?
It's at 5 in the morning, and I don't have cable.
Oh, you're not going to hit that sweet 5 a.m. slot, get up a little early, make you some
coffee. Right before Sunday, too.
Oh, God. Yeah. I was about to say, like, it's the anti-Saturday morning cartoons.
It's the Lord's
Day. I miss Saturday morning cartoons.
Do what?
I miss Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah, same. And I would wake up at 5 a.m. for Saturday morning cartoons.
I miss staying up really late and catching, like, old syndicated TV shows early in the morning. Like, I'd stay up till like, 4 a.m. and watch Mr. Belvedere.
Yes!
You know?
Well, see, when I was a kid, we had a Walt Disney. If you just stayed up late enough, you got to see. And by late enough, I mean like 10 p.m. is when Walt Disney started. And that's when you got to see those old syndicated TV shows.
How old and how syndicated are we talking about? Are we talking about like old cartoons? Or are you talking about like...
I think Walt Disney was like...
It was like the old Mickey Mouse cartoons from like the 60s and 50s and 60s.
Not just cartoons, though, because I remember it had a lot of the live-action
like
stuff.
The old Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah, they definitely did that, and they did like older movies like from the 40s and 50s. Nick at Night also had a bunch of those old like live action sitcoms.
Yeah, what channel was it that had like I Dream of Jeannie? Because it was right.
That was Nick at Night because they had I Dream of Jeannie, and Bewitched, there was one, Mr. Ed.
I Love Lucy.
Yeah,
I actually watched quite a bit
Dick Van Dyke show they had for a while.
Andy Griffith show.
What?
Oh, Zorro was in Walt Disney. That was the one I was thinking.
Yeah, because they had a television series for Zorro.
I watched a ton of Monkees.
Yes. I loved the Monkees. I love it.
Monkees and Bewitched and I Dream of Jeannie all like in the same block there when I was younger.
I'm trying to remember if Brady Bunch was on Nick at Night.
That
or
was
Disney.
On during the day because they had Brady Bunch and then Gilligan's Island. That was on TBS.
I remember that being on at night on.
Later, they put Gilligan's Island on, like when I was in like high school, they put it on Nick at Night.
I can't describe to you if they're when people ask
I know,
me what
you hate Gilligan's
when people
Island.
Ask me like what's your least favorite shows, like I always say SpongeBob because I question the logic of the show, even though I know it's a children's show. And that's another one that fucking
Gilligan's Island.
I hate that show. Like, how many people got fucking shipwrecked on there with them and left, and then they just stayed there? The entire fucking Harlem Globetrotters got abandoned there once.
I don't remember that episode.
And then they got away.
I'm pretty sure Batman and Robin went there once.
No.
I don't remember that.
I'm looking it up.
No.
This may have been a fever dream.
I know Batman and Robin have been with Scooby-Doo.
I know. I had that.
Yeah,
talk several. Amongst yourselves
but
for a
but I don't remember that episode of Gilligan's Island.
I mean,
I know
really...
there were some that were going to like kill them and then got fed up with them and just left them on the island.
Because you could really replace like any of those guests that Shannon made with Scooby-Doo because they were also there.
I know.
I didn't watch it that much.
Okay, so what I'm thinking of was actually an episode of Family Feud where the cast of Batman and Robin fought the cast of Gilligan's Island. So at least I'm not completely crazy.
That's fantastic. All right, I need SNL to do a remake of this sketch.
I know, right?
It wasn't a sketch. That's real life.
No, that'd be great.
Oh, my God, yes.
That would be hilarious.
Manny, what did you watch when you were younger?
TV.
Let's bring you in out of this.
I don't.
TV.
I don't know. I
Thanks
watched
a
bunch.
Lot.
I watched the Nick at Night stuff. Like, I watched the Brady Bunch and the Cosby Show and... Full House and Family Matters, and then like kid TV shows back then.
She watched a lot of Nickelodeon, Disney Channel original movies.
Yes. Oh my God, the Paper Brigade. That's my favorite Disney movie, probably. Gunther Wheeler, the motherfucker, he's so cool. I just like saying his name. You asked me. This is your fault.
Oh, I just feel like I missed out on my childhood whenever you guys start talking about, like...
That's because you liked the news.
No, I didn't like the news. My dad watched the news, and we had three channels. So, that was the choice.
That,
I
mean, too.
That was a lot of my life, too, until we got, like, video game systems.
Yes. Yeah, then you never just stopped playing video games.
Yeah, because basically, like, we inherited this giant TV that my grandma was getting rid of that was my dad's when he was a kid. And we called it Big Bertha. It had, like, the tuning knobs and everything.
Oh, you had the old Radiator King.
Yeah. So we had that in our room. And for the longest time, we could just do our video game systems. But eventually, we did get cable in our room. Oh, what a glorious day. Because up to that point, it was just a whole lot of... My dad never watched a lot of the news. But he did watch a lot of, like... how to phrase it? Redneck programming.
Hee-haw.
And he really, really liked Star Trek. It was very out of character. Like, if you look at all the other things that my dad loved,
yeah,
Star Trek didn't make sense.
Now I'm envisioning a redneck version of Star Trek.
Mr. Show did that.
They did do that, yeah. Fuck. That's pretty good.
You're one of the good ones, Gleep Glop.
But I've told you about this before. Space, like, my dad had... like the Star Trek, like, he had every single Starship Enterprise model they ever made around the living room.
Does he still have them?
I doubt it.
Did you inherit them?
No.
At any point?
No, I didn't inherit anything from him. Well, nothing material.
The only thing my dad left me was alone.
Yeah.
That makes me giggle. I had something to ask about it, and I've completely forgotten. I'm very blank tonight. It's been a long day. It's been a long week.
Yeah, and I actually didn't think about the fact that we didn't have a list until about an hour ago.
Yeah, I thought about bringing up a list just on the spot. Like, okay, can we make something up really quick? Because we were off last week, so of course we didn't, you know, we didn't have one last week, and now we didn't think of one to do today.
And I was like, do we have a show tonight still? There's no one has said anything in the chat about anything. I think we do.
We definitely still do.
And then I saw the
if you can call this a show.
Yeah.
Because I know we were planning on doing it regardless, but originally Shannon wasn't going to be part of it.
Yeah, I was going to be off for the next couple of weeks because of the hernia surgery, but now we've changed ideas, which we talked about on Tuesday. I relayed the entire story. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll be going to Maryland, Rockville, Maryland.
Is that where it's at?
It is. 13-hour drive. It's about the same distance when we drive to Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Actually, we could probably go see your family.
I was kind of contemplating.
Unless Allie goes with us. I mean, we could stop and say hi.
I mean, if Bob wants to come too.
We just say it's his girlfriend. Or his little sister.
Oh, God.
This is the weirdest fucking thing I've listened to in a while.
Introduce her as your girlfriend.
No.
That would be the best one.
No, we're not playing
Your
that
family
game.
Would probably be happy.
Well.
Because, you know, the mutt. Anyway, yeah, Rockville, Maryland's where we're going to be going.
Did you give people the GoFundMe link on Tuesday?
Did I what?
Did you give people the GoFundMe link on Tuesday or
no.
tell them where that's at? Or
no.
that it's a thing still?
Yeah, it is. And, I mean, I still, like, the way it's going right now, man, if we had just not spent that $400 on that consultation.
Seriously, yeah,
fine.
We'd have enough.
Yeah, I'd be set. But the way
it's so unfortunate.
It is. Where it stands now, though, is I'm going to have to pay, assuming everything goes like it is, probably about $400 out of pocket. But the difference between $400 and $12,000 is astronomical.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Plus, we get a vacation to Maryland. I've never been. My brother lives up there. I might go say hi to him, John McCoolidge. Although I haven't talked to him since mom died. And that was, you know, I keep thinking like, yeah, that wasn't too long ago. Nah, it was 11 years ago. My mom died. So maybe it's time I opened up the communication with him again and ask him, did you know your son killed his baby?
Jesus.
God damn.
Womp, womp.
Drop that bomb on him.
I do wonder that, though. Like, I've never asked him. And I've seriously wondered, like, does he know that happened? Or does he even talk to his own son anymore? Because I don't think they've talked in a long time.
Hmm.
Yeah. The older you get, the less you want to talk to your family, I've noticed.
Certain parts.
Why are you looking at me?
I think you're pretty.
Okay.
Just like the accepting, like, okay.
Do you guys talk to your family very often?
Parts of my family.
I'm asking questions. I'm just putting you guys on the spot.
I mean, I talk to my brother sometimes.
Top five family members that you still talk to.
Mom. I talk to my mom the most. But honestly, that's because she watches my child a lot. And she comes over. Like, before I had Mike and I lived in a house with friends, I hardly saw or talked to my parents. Like, I would maybe go to dinner maybe once a month or once every 2 months. Like, I don't know. I mean, I get along with my family. We all love each other. We're just not tight like that. We're just like, oh, okay. Yeah.
You remember when I first met Pat, because I met Pat before I did Mandy.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even know he had a sister until, like, 2 years into working with him.
Yeah.
And she came in to visit is the only reason that I ever found out.
And this is back when Pat, before he had the beard and stuff. Mm-hmm. So you looked at Pat, and then you turned around and saw her, and then you had to look back really quick to make sure Pat wasn't just running back and forth.
Pat's a little bit taller than Mandy.
A little bit.
But yeah, whenever Mandy's wearing like super baggy clothes.
Oh, and she totally looks, like, you can't see her right now. She's very sporty right now. Like, super sporty. Like, the yoga pants and the shirt and all that. But or some kind of pants that are yoga-ish. I don't know the terms. But she totally looks like the kind of girl that would have been, like, the baggy, like, jean overalls, backwards hat. She would be a 90s Nickelodeon kid is what I'm thinking. Skateboard literally has a holster, like, strapped to her back. So she just flip it up and put it behind her.
Yeah.
Boombox.
I did get some of my brother's hand-me-down clothes, too, so they were obviously baggy.
Although your brother's not that big.
But guys don't wear tight clothes.
They do now, Dalton. Wears those skinny jeans.
Yeah.
Until he got called out for it at CCW.
And then he went and bought real jeans.
Real jeans.
Real jeans.
Look. Yeah, no, when I first met Mandy, she did wear skinny jeans, but sort of, and skater shoes, always had a hat.
I was the punk kid, very much, yes.
Legally, yeah. Due to my BMI, no skin jeans that I wear can be labeled skinny.
Oh. No, I've actually, no, wear, they make skinny jeans your size.
I wear obese jeans.
No.
Shannon, stop.
If you can't laugh at your demise...
But you're not laughing. You're saying
someone out there is. Someone's laughing right now out there in Radio Land.
That's probably true.
I was worried that when we came back after a week, our numbers were going to be shitty. Like, because here we have our best month ever, and then we take an entire week off.
How often do we take a week off?
Never. Yeah, we've never taken a week off.
And even then, we didn't take a full week off.
Yeah, we took maybe one day off.
If that show was on the holiday, we took that day that
right.
one off.
Sometimes. Not even then, usually.
Because like, we'd all be here anyways. Yep. And like, oh, let's just do it.
Yeah, let's just do a show. But I learned from my mistake, I think it was last 4th of July. It was either last or the year before that, we were all here. And I was like, hey, let's just do a show. And it was like one of the most miserable shows I've ever done.
I think it was the year before last.
Yeah, because no one looked like they wanted to be here. Everybody was just staring at a distance. I was like, all right.
It was bad.
Fuck it. Last time I do a show, I'm out.
We're still doing them.
3 years later. But we're not going to be doing them forever. The plan that we have is to move at the end of our lease, like out west.
Well, that's the plan he has. I don't know how that's going to happen.
I mean, like I said, I just gotta get my stupid portfolio together and apply for my job at Funko, and that's Washington.
Get your job at Funko. Go for it. Get it done.
I want to design pops.
Bye.
How hard can that be?
I don't know Illustrator. That's one of their requirements.
Just make it out of clay, like a dreidel. What are you showing him?
The pin I showed you earlier of the blue turtle shell that says, fuck you.
Which she's kind of saying to you right now.
I noticed.
At you.
So you went to college to be... Oh, this is going to sound mean, but I'm going to do it anyway. You went to college to be an animator.
Yeah, and I ain't doing it.
But you want to design Funko Pops.
Because I decided halfway through my degree that I didn't want to be an animator because I suck at it. And the part of the job that I do like, you can't get in until you're an animator to begin with or start your own studio.
I didn't think your animations were bad. She made this animation
I'm
of a
boombox.
I'm not
good at continuity.
Dancing around. Remember the boombox?
It wasn't the boombox dancing around. It was a little like demon type creature dancing around the boombox. And it was terrible because that was my computer animation class. And this was before Maya and all that stuff. We were using Lightwave and it was all math and I hated it.
Did you say terrible?
What?
We're all a little slap happy at this point.
And Maya's awesome.
Yeah.
I guess it's cool software.
I don't know anything about software.
Whenever I was in high school, the gifted program, they bought a copy of Maya for one of the kids' projects. So we just had it on one of the computers. So I just decided to, I was in there one day and just decided to dick around on it.
Yeah, if I could have actually modeled a character without having to plug in mathematical coordinates to make it, it would have been more fun.
Yeah, it sounds really easy comparatively because I made a donut and I made it spin. I did that in an hour, and that's with zero animating
knowledge. That's because you let the computer do the animation for you once you hit where you wanted it.
That's called working smart.
No, it's called...
Not hard.
Yes, but you...
No, it's lazy, but I don't even care. I was, because again, I didn't plan on doing anything with this. I was just there and bored, didn't have any homework to do or anything like that. And it was either that or, because this is before I was on Reddit. This was before Facebook was a thing. So basically, we killed time on the computer on addictinggames.com or other forums.
Wait, did you say this was before Reddit or you were on Reddit?
This is way before I was on Reddit.
Okay.
I think Reddit's been around since before I graduated high school, but I don't know.
Did you ever go to 4chan?
No, okay, I've never got into 4chan.
Mandy?
Nope.
Good. Stay away from that fucking place.
I had friends that went there and told me things, so I just never went.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell the story again. I may have told it once, and I swear I'd never tell the tale again, but I went to 4chan once looking for something, and somebody decided to just shitpost in it and posted a bunch of pictures. I won't tell you what the pictures were, but it made me never go back to 4chan again.
There's a lot of dark places of 4chan for sure.
Yeah.
And it's a little harder to navigate than like Reddit.
And plus, the people there just seem really vindictive and shitty. I shouldn't even be saying this right now, because 4chan will find out like my entire home address, post it, and people will like firebomb me. But they also do some good. 4chan does.
Yeah.
Like they found there was a guy, or it was either a guy or a girl. I think it was actually a girl who videotaped herself throwing puppies off a cliff.
Oh. Yeah, it was in a
real story, true story.
Yeah, like into like, it was off a cliff and into
like a river or something that was flowing. Yeah. And 4chan actually found out who she was and like posted her info to the internet, and I think she got arrested for it.
Good.
Thanks to 4chan,
because I don't think it was a U.S. thing. Like I think
it was foreign country. Yeah, it's just crazy that 4chan can do what like our police can't.
Yeah,
I mean you have like the hive mind. Like once you get the hive mind on something, it's gonna solve the problem eventually.
Once the Borg gets after you, it's over for them hoes. I don't know why talking about the police made me think of a video I saw, and I meant to send it to you guys. Well, actually, I sent one video to Jesse or the group, and I don't know if he saw it because Jesse does not check the group chat, and I learned that now. So I messaged Jesse personally whenever I need to really look at something. Did you see the video of the bull?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, and I do check the group chat, but because I only check it when I'm at work, and if I'm actually working at work, then I can't check it.
So there's a video I sent Jesse of a bull and a matador, and the matador falls down. The bull runs up and like headbutts him, and when the matador gets up, half his face is hanging off because he pretty much got scalped.
Gored him.
He fucking deserved it though. Like that's terrible. I hate that whole thing. You know what they do with those bulls, right?
Yeah, no,
they like torture them and then kill them. Yeah. And then there was a video.
I don't like rodeos in general.
I don't either. It's bad shit. Well, there was another video I saw of teenage girls going home. This is on Live Leak, which I tried to show Dalton. He immediately said no because he heard some bad things about Live Leak, apparently. So, because I always watch bad videos. But it's a video of these two girls coming home, and they pull up in their car, and then the video starts there. Because imagine pulling up to the side of your house, right? And there's a tree planted next to it. And it's not even a big tree. It would probably cover Lindsay and Mandy, but you and I, we'd kind of like, we're too broad, we'd stick out from it, right?
Okay, so it's a young tree still.
Yeah, so they pull up and their headlights are shining, and there are two men crouched behind the tree next to their house trying to hide, and the girls are like, we just pulled up to our house, there are people beside our house, and I don't think they think we can see them. And they're just crouched next to this tree. And then a third one like walks up and they all stand up and start walking away. And they're like, oh, I think they're leaving. And then they start walking toward them and you just hear freaking out and just pop, 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 pop. They didn't get shot, but the guys started shooting at their car and the girls like drove away and got down the road and called the police finally got up there. And I don't think they arrested the guys. But just imagine getting home and seeing people like just chilling next to your house like that. That was terrifying to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was actually absolutely terrifying.
I imagine they ran.
I'm gonna look it up real quick and see.
Because what the fuck?
Seriously,
that's creepy as fuck. Yeah,
mm-hmm. I'm gonna look it up real quick. Again, talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, no. That...
Talk about the new.
I mean,
Tales
if I was
the
with
Hood
someone else, I'd be
out.
Telling the other person to
October
get the police
2nd.
On the phone, like right then and there.
I'd be like,
yes,
men waiting.
I'd just be like, no, I'm not gonna get out now. And then you have people shoot at you. What the fuck? I'd pull my gun out and be like, you want to fight?
No, I probably would end up getting shot because I would just say, like, can I help you guys? What you guys doing? Blah, 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 blah. oh, that's what you're doing.
I would knock it out.
So they didn't even say, you know, like, what are you guys doing? They just kind of sat in their car.
That's what I would have done. I would not have gotten out.
And apparently shining the light in their eyes was like the best thing they could do because then it kind of blinded them at least.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they maybe would have hit them. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, that was pretty fucking scary.
Yeah.
Just want to share that with you. You can find that on Live League, by the way.
No.
Yeah.
Also,
a lot of really unsettling things on Live League.
Also very scary. Coming out October 2nd, Tales from the Hood 2.
Isn't that like...
Written and directed by Rusty Cundiff. Remember, do you ever seen Tales from the Hood?
I've seen the first one. It was a 90s movie, wasn't
it?
Yeah.
It's been 23 years since they made the last.
You had me watch that one.
I've had everybody watch Tales from the Hood. I can't describe you my love. Have you seen Tales from the Hood?
Nope.
But it's an anthology, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like Tales from the Crypt type thing. It's like different stories. You've really never seen it? Oh, we got to watch it.
Actually, I'm not thinking of Tales from the Hood. I was thinking of Boys in the Hood.
That's completely different.
It's a very different film. Because you were talking about like an anthology movie. I'm like, I don't remember that being an anthology.
Take Tales from the Tales from the Crypt and Boys in the Hood and put them together. And that's basically what it is.
Yeah. And that's what they did for the title, presumably.
Yeah. So it's about three drug dealers who go to a funeral home because the funeral director called them and said he found a bunch of drugs. So they go to the funeral home, and as they're walking through it, they keep looking in and seeing different like bodies and caskets and stuff like that. And the funeral director retells them the story of what happened to the people.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it's pretty fucked up. It's an incredible movie that a lot of people didn't watch because it was called Tales from the Hood.
Mm-hmm.
And the picture on the cover is of a skull with a gold tooth.
I mean, I was skeptical when you were like, we're going to watch this. I'm like, okay.
It's brilliant. It's really good.
It was really good,
it's
though.
It's satirical. And now 23 years later, they made a sequel.
Hooray.
So every year we do the Halloween thing. I think we're going to watch Tales from the Hood, too.
You said it's coming out in November, though, didn't you?
October 2nd.
He said October.
Okay. Never mind.
Straight to DVD.
That
Are you
sounds
serious?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, we could watch both of them. We'll watch the first one, have a good time.
And then watch the second one and go, what happened? Although Keith David is in it.
Huh. I do like Keith David. Then again, he's in everything.
I think once you hit a certain age, legally you have to agree to any movie that's offered to you. Did anybody go see Rampage?
No. I heard it was actually good, though.
Yeah, I really want to see that. Because I know he's got Skyscraper coming out soon.
Because I know, like, Jumanji 2.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah. Or Jumanji, I guess, not too. Oh, yeah. Regardless.
To the jungle. It was funny.
Yeah, it was actually surprisingly good.
Yeah.
It was.
And it actually did really well in box office.
Because it's The Rock.
Yeah.
Holla.
The Rock does sell movies. Apparently he's getting a spinoff movie from Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, him and Jason Statham.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where
the bad guy's going to be Idris Elba.
And there was some more of the premise that details about that came out, and Ace was talking to me about it, and I was really, really interested then, though I can't remember what it is now, so maybe not that interesting.
Does anybody here actually care about the Fast and the Furious movies?
No.
I've only seen like one or two. They sound cool to me, but I just never watch them. I'm yawning, clearly.
Are you
not
okay?
That excited about it.
Yeah, I like those movies a lot. I don't know why.
They're really cool. Like, it makes me want to like fucking drive fast everywhere and like ram shit. But I just don't watch them that much.
Lindsay's not her favorite topic.
No.
When I first saw the first one, yeah, we did like, we all wanted to go out and street race.
I know, right? Yeah.
But after the, about the fourth movie, it's no longer, fourth movie not including Tokyo Drift, it is no longer much of a racing car movie anymore. The series kind of turns into like high-speed chases and heists and stuff that involve cars.
Yeah, it's just a heist movie after that. Everyone's a new heist movie. And then they introduce The Rock, who's a cop. But then now he's also involved with the heist.
Oh, he got involved in that movie.
I've never seen any Unpass 2.
Oh,
I barely watched 2.
5 and 6, I think.
It blows my mind how many they're up to. Like, that just seems like a series that would have died, especially after they stopped doing when it went from Vin Diesel and Paul Walker to the Tokyo Drift. Which had nothing to do with the other ones.
Yeah, well, they ended up tying it back in movies later.
Yeah.
Because they did, they did Tokyo Drift, and then they go back two movies, I think. It's, either two or three movies, and then you watch the events of Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Which sets up the bad guy for the later movies.
Yes.
Yeah. So they did tie it together, but, I just thought that franchise was going to die almost immediately. But people like squalor.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, they are just They're not good movies. I don't understand why I enjoy watching them. I'm not even a car person.
It's the adrenaline rush from it, probably.
Because you get to live out your sick fantasies through Vin Diesel. Well, apparently it's just like the biggest asshole in the world.
Really?
According to The Rock. Oh, they did not get along during that. Rock called him, I think he flat out called him a bitch online.
Huh.
Yeah. Like he was just kind of uppity and...
Because I always heard Vin Diesel was actually like the nicest guy.
He's the voice of the Iron Giant.
Yep. He is.
He's also the voice of Groot.
I think
I forgot about that.
I think The Rock is probably the nicest guy. Not Vin Diesel.
The Rock is too nice, though. Ace has said it on multiple occasions. There's like bodies in that basement.
That's right.
Because no man is that perfect.
No, he goes home at night, takes off his clothes, like covers himself in like honey mustard, and walks downstairs where he has like just a dungeon of Japanese sex slaves that he tortures sexually.
I mean, it's got to be kind of dark for how like amazing of a person he is. Like,
not just how amazing of a person he is, but how amazing he looks.
Yeah.
How good he is at everything he does.
Like, that's really true.
There's something wrong with him.
Nope.
Compare Justin Smart to Dwayne Johnson. They're both wrestlers.
Yeah.
They're both men.
Yeah.
tell me your comparison. Who wins?
Justin.
Lies from the devil.
She's on the record. She has to say it that way.
I would say it anyway.
I'm pretty sure Rock's arm is as big as Justin. No offense to Justin. He's in great shape, but like the Rock's arm is definitely the size of Justin. He's got Justin on one arm and Brandon on the other. You were looking at me like you didn't believe the Rock's arms were that big. They're fucking
ginormous.
No, dude.
Especially what movie was it that he did where he was just so insanely jacked?
I would like to stand next to him.
Hercules. Is that the one you're thinking of where he has like the chest plate on, but it actually makes
it actually contained the muscles more?
Cuz yeah, like he had like the Greek chest plate that had the muscles and everything carved out, but the muscles that were carved out of the chest plate were significantly smaller than his actual muscles.
And I think that's the same time he did, and the movie the movie I was thinking of is Pain and Gain.
I just want to stand next to him and just
because
be like,
look at this shit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I mean, in pretty much everything that he's in now, he
looks
like that.
The Rock is the perfect name for him because I don't think anybody could fucking move him.
Oh, like, my God. He never used to be
that big. I don't even think
big.
If I pushed all my weight, I could push his arm. Oh, God.
Right?
Yeah. It's fighting to contain.
Yeah.
They got a chest plate his size, but they couldn't get the muscles right. You can see the pecs going down to where the abs are.
If you were as big as The Rock, if you were in that incredible shape, why would you ever wear clothes? And I dare anyone to tell him to put his pants back on. Especially if The Rock is cooking, like if he's just got the
cooking.
If he's got the arm dangling from his lower half, if you know what I mean. If he's got the ding-a-ling to back it up, why would you ever wear clothes at all? He has to have the world's smallest penis.
I doubt
to
it.
To be that big and to not show it off.
Because, like...
Because he's a respectful gentleman. He's not showing it off.
He just... He shows everything else off. He doesn't need to show it off? Exactly.
Yeah. He has those arms, man.
Jesus.
Nabs and shit. He doesn't need to show that off.
But then even seeing, like, you know, him and Vin Diesel in the same movie, just watching a man that can make Vin Diesel look like a bitch.
Like, well, yeah.
Like,
right?
Like a little bitch.
Yeah.
The Pain and Game movie he did with Mark Wahlberg and some other dude, some African-American gentleman. I don't know who it is, and that's not a shot at him. I just don't know. But, like, they're all bodybuilders. Have you seen the movie?
No.
It's based on a true story about, like, a kidnapping thing. And they're bodybuilders who kidnap, like, this really rich guy. And... Man, I can buy The Rock as a bodybuilder. I might have bought Mark Wahlberg as one.
Mark
if they
Mark
hadn't
is
put
cut.
Him next to The Rock.
Yeah. That's a problem.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get out of here. We got like 2 minutes left. Before we do, I just want to ask, did you hear that Papa John had to step down after saying the N-word?
I did.
No.
I'm really surprised that's what got him. Get you that bit there. just because like that was not really one of the most offensive things he said on the air.
Especially in the context he actually said this.
Yeah, because it wasn't like he was saying it as like someone else got in trouble for saying this or someone else didn't get in trouble for saying this.
He was referring that KFC referred to their black customers as the N-word. Except he said the N-word.
Yeah, he said Colonel Sanders calls his black customers
the N-word.
The N-word. And apparently, like, there were some other things that he kept going on about that were also kind of offensive.
Yeah, something about how he grew up, they used to drag black people through the streets and stuff. But everything he said was in like,
context of why people are worse.
Right, it was bad, yeah.
Which I don't want to defend Papa John because he shitbag human being. And he absolutely deserves to have to step down from his company.
But not for this.
I'm just surprised that this is what got him.
Right, right. It's like when, you know, when Trump does something that's stupid and everyone like calls for his head, but it's like, okay, but it's for once, this isn't that bad. Like, I kind of get why he's doing it. You can't just go after everybody all the time. Yeah. Like, there has to be, we have to have civility. He shouldn't have stepped down for this.
I think he should have stepped down for other things. So yeah, I'm fine with it for this,
but I still like the pizza.
I do too.
Yeah.
But it's like third or fourth on the list of like chain pizzas around here. Maybe fifth.
I don't know. Right. I don't know.
Top three pizzas in Cape Girardeau. We got 1 minute. Mandy, go.
No, I don't want to go first.
Jesse, go.
Are we talking chains or just pizza in general?
Just pizza in general.
Poly Eyes. That's number one.
Okay, number two.
Number two, Mario's.
Number three.
Marco's.
Lindsay. Number one.
I mean, I'm picky.
Number one.
I mean, I like Papa John's.
All right, number two.
Yes.
Good. So many places have burned us lately.
You get pizza often enough, it's all gonna burn you.
20 seconds.
I don't care, just move on.
Number two. Give me some pizza places, come on.
I guess Little Caesars because we go there the most.
Oh god.
Number three.
I'm the person that doesn't eat the pizza when you buy it.
She's so mad. Jesse's right, it's Paglia Eyes and then that's
Mario's.
Paglia's, Mario's, and Marco's.
I say Papa John's, Emo's, and Marco's.
Shit, I forgot about Emo's.
I do like Paglia's, though.
Emo's would not make
but
my top
But I haven't ate Paglia's three. In forever, so
Emo's
I can't
wouldn't even
really
make my top five.
I like Emo's.
Emo's I would probably tie with Marco's.
I don't
but
like
I have to be
crows.
In the mood for yes. Emo's.
Marco's is what we got for wrestling when I was here
yes.
last, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's super cheesy and
that
tasty.
Marco's is amazing. Yes.
But like, we all, I think, well, just me and you think Paglia's is number one.
I love Paglia's, but I haven't had their pizza in probably 5 years, so I can't say anything about it.
Paglia's is just that it's like $20 for a large, like, one-topping mm-hmm. pizza. Yeah.
It's so it's like $16, legitimately. It's like $16, right? And there was a night after the show, Allie got pizza from this place up in Fruitland. And I was going to go get pizza from there. It's
pizza
$15.
In?
Yeah. What is it?
Pizza Inn?
No. It was like TJ's or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But it's $15. And I have to go to Fruitland to get it. Mm-hmm. And I thought, that's a fucking Paglia's pizza. Paglia's. God damn it. And
it's Paglia's, though.
It's Paglia's.
It's Paglia's.
It's not a GIF, is it?
It's Italian. It's Paglia's.
That doesn't even make any sense. Paglia. How does that?
Now, she's right.
She's not right. It's Paglia's.
I mean, if it were
like
an American name, yeah.
But it's Paglia's.
Oh, is this going to be the next poll? That probably, no one will give a
shit
about?
I was about to say, yeah, only the very local people might even a little bit care about.
All right, we're going to get out of here. We're going to go grab some dinner and go work out tonight.
Yes.
I think most of us are.
I'm going to sleep.
There's the one.
I'm going to the gym.
I'm going to go to the gym, but it's after I eat. So
that's a bad idea.
Jesse got
if
signed
we were
up for
going
Planet
before
Fitness.
We eat, maybe.
Oh, you signed up for Planet Fitness?
Because of me, right?
Yeah.
Yep. I told him it was dollar down day.
Damn, I feel bad for Dalton because he went and got it when it was like full price.
Oh, apparently he's not going anymore anyway, so fuck him.
Why is
gonna
he not
talk
going
shit anymore?
He's not going to go with her and Justin.
No, because we gave
so
him a good workout and he cried.
So if they invite you, Jesse, if they go, hey, come work out with us, just go with a bit of concern, some caution.
Or get a
will.
Good fucking workout in.
It will be, or go with me and Bob. Also a good workout. He makes me sweat.
You're
and hurt.
Supposed to come with us.
Which day?
All the time.
Someday. Someday. Well, can't tonight, though. I already promised.
Goodbye.
Dinner.